17. The obligation of fasting in Ramadan in its merit. قال الله تعالى بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون إلى قوله تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر
O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, ordained for you, made compulsory for you is fasting, as it was ordained, made compulsory for those before you, so that you may become pious muttaqi. There are a few days numbered, but whomsoever is of you is ill or traveling, upon him is the like number of other days. And those who have the strength to fast, upon them the compensation is the food of one poor person. This is abrogated. Whoever does good of his own free will, it is good for him. And if you fast, it is better for you. And if you have understanding. It is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. It is a guidance for the people and clear proof to find the way and to differentiate truth from falsehood. So, whoever of you finds this month shall certainly keep its fast. So this is abrogating the other ayat. And whoever is ill or traveling, he has to complete the number in other days. Surah Baqarah.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به الصيام جنة وإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يسقط فإن سابه عهد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم والذي نفس محمد بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أتب من عند الله من ريح المسك للصائم فرحتان يفرحهما إذا أفطر فرح بفطره وإذا لقي ربه فرح بصومه متفق عليه.
As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every deed of man is for him except for fasting. It is for me and I shall personally give the reward for it. Fasting is a shield. When any of you is fasting, he shall neither behave in an obscene manner nor shall he show. If anyone is abusive towards him or fights with him, argues with him, he shall say, I am fasting. I take an oath by the being in whose control is the life of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person is pure or more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. There are two occasions of joy for the fasting person. He rejoices when he opens his fast, and he will rejoice by his fast when he meets his sustainer, Bukhari and Muslim. So this, Allah gives the fast reward himself. So we can imagine there's no limit to how much Allah is going to give, inshallah. And even the smell, so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you're fasting, anybody, always remind yourself and the person, I'm fasting, I don't do nonsensical things. No argument, no fighting, no nothing. If the person doesn't understand, at least remind yourself, I'm fasting. Why should I do all this other stuff? When I've already forsaken my food and my drink, which is halal for me, let me forsake all the other nonsensical and lots of things which are haram. All the things that which are haram, I have to forsake, inshallah. And then, happiness. Everybody experienced that. Even if it's just a date this year, right? Date and water. But at the time of iftari, as soon as the muazzin says, Allah, how happy do you feel when you break your fast? It's amazing. You can feel it. Everybody can feel it. See how true the hadith is? And then, this is a dunya. But when you go to Allah, there's going to be another farah. There's going to be another happiness. The reward we're going to get for fasting, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the reality of this month to all of us, inshallah. So, subhanahu wa ta'ala.